All Palestinians hold ID cards that dictate where they can live, work, and move. There are three types: West Bank, Gaza, and Jerusalem al-Quds. The three areas are Palestinian territories, two of them under Israeli occupation, and the other under its siege. This means Israel determines who should live in each of these three Palestinian territories, with the result that many people live in one place and have relatives in another part of their homeland that they are not allowed to enter. Worse still, some 5,000 people in Gaza have no ID card of any sort. Without it, these people cannot obtain a passport, apply for a permit to visit their relatives in the West Bank, or to leave the Gaza Strip through the Rafah border crossing.
Some 5,000 people have no ID cards in Gaza, and if they are not reunited with their families, things could get even worse.
Since 2007, Israel allowed 10,000 families from Gaza and the West Bank to be reunited, but it suspended the process after the 22-day Israeli war on the enclave in late December 2008. Israel considers those with Gaza cards who do not have a permit to stay in the West Bank as illegal intruders who are liable to deportation within 72 hours. This as the West Bank and Gaza are considered a single entity in the so-called Oslo Accords. Experts say that since the beginning of Israeli occupation of Gaza in 1967, curbing the process of family reunions has greatly affected normal and stable family life for many.
In 1967, Israel stole Palestinian IDs and lands. Now many are not allowed to join their families because they cannot prove their identity.
Even after Israel partially eased the blockade imposed on the coastal territory in June, following its deadly attack on the Eid flotilla, Gazans, even those with ID cards, are not allowed to go to the West Bank.
These people can't see their families. Many also have no access to education and can't travel abroad for medical treatment.
And those who are deprived of the basic right of having an identity card say they feel like strangers in their own homeland.
As a Palestinian, I feel like a stranger in my own country. I don't have rights because I can't get an ID card.
On paper, the Palestinian Authority has the right to issue West Bank and Gaza IDs, while Israel issues the Jerusalem IDs, but in practice, it is Israel that controls all the three lists, and PA has no real power to issue or revoke ID cards. These cards are effectively residency permits for Palestinians and entitle them to services such as welfare or social support.
Under Fourth Geneva, the occupying power must respect in all circumstances the rights of people under its protection, personal and family. But Israel is in violation of this convention, as it has for years deprived families in the West Bank to visit their relatives in the Gaza Strip. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.